Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for holding on for those 10 seconds. I apologize for disrespecting your time like that. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. This episode has had two things happen. The first is, well, to reinforce why I should do this show. The first is Jerry Heller dying. Well, actually, I just found that out today. For those who don't know, he was the manager of NWA. I don't know if you watched Straight Outta Compton. I don't know if some of my listeners were even alive or when NWA was on the charts or knew NWA. But basically, they were a rap group with Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. And their manager died. And TMZ is the source of it. TMZ is very good at celebrity deaths. But for anything else, I sort of kind of give the side eye. It's true. If it involves celebrity, they have credibility. Michael Jackson gave them credibility. They have they're talking about. So for credit, yeah. And I'm not sure if any of my listeners know what credibility is. Okay, credibility, and this is according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary website, the quality or power of inspiring belief or capacity for belief. Strains read, and they give an example, but basically is, do I actually believe this person? Really simple. If I, and that belief takes time and energy and everything else, because if somebody doesn't have credibility, you're really not going to believe them. It's true. And there are parts of credibility besides definition. Looks, history, trust, respect. And my co-host is walking in now. Yeah, he's going to get his walk later. I think he should run for president. He has as much credibility as Trump, so why can't he run for president? But anyway, okay, the thing with Jerry Heller and TMZ, that's their niche. Anything else, I don't, as a reader, they don't have the credibility in my eyes. Died, it was like, okay, a death. Even though they had the credibility, I still sort of double-checked them with the Associated Press. Because I went to school for journalism. The Associated Press is like one of the media Bibles. You trust it's been around for over 100 years. You trust the Associated Press. So if the Associated Press, Time, you know, you trust them, I believe them. TMZ, not so much. Now, history, but still, side up. Cajun King's wife. For those who don't know, and I will make an episode, I do talk bits and pieces. She gave me tried to give me relationship advice. I'm like, really? What? Your husband lied about being married to the point where the maintenance guys at his apartment sort of kind of thought I was his wife. So you have no credibility with the relationship thing. It's true. Even my friends, I will tell them about the ones who, you know, have an Orthodox marriage. And it's like, really? And I'm like, I know, really? She gave me a, oh, well, next time. No. Yeah, this shouldn't have been, I shouldn't have been a next time your husband cheats. I'm just saying, no credibility. None. If it were advice about careers or something, I would take her advice. You know, she's older. She's older than my mom. I'm not shading her, right? But it's true. You've said so yourself. He's been cheating for how long to the point where you don't care. You have no credibility for it. You stayed. You stayed to be cheated on. So you're giving me a, no, I know what you do. And in his, I believed him. I believed he was single multiple times. I mean, really, he almost gave me a key to his apartment. Of course, I'm going to believe. Even though I was looking back, there were signs. But I believed what I saw. I trusted him. You have no credibility. She just doesn't. It's sort of like, yes, I'm going to quote Trump because he's running for president. The whole thing he mentions about black voters and Democrats. Considering your dad got arrested at a KKK march and your business was sued for housing discrimination and you didn't want to speak to black, to minority journalism groups like the National Association, and you're complaining about black people's problems, like what do they have to lose by voting for you? There's no credibility in your message, and that's the problem. Even if you have a valid point, people will tune you out. And as a black, I'm like, tuning him out. When is this Cheeto Jesus going to be gone? And I do want to do Southern Bless Your Heart from the South, but I don't. It's like, I can't. He has no credit. Please get the Cheeto. And that is not even my quote. It was a quote from somebody else, but it's like, please get this Cheeto Jesus away. Maybe he'll be broke by the time this is over, because really, the only good thing to come out of, at least you know who the racists are. They're like, it's like he turned on the light and all the racist roaches came out. That's what they are. They are racist roaches. And they have come out. I mean, he just has no credibility when it comes to black issues because, A, you're not black. B, you accuse the five black boys in the 80s of rape, and it was true. You put out this whole page about them, which was false, and technically I'm not sure if they sued for like false imprisonment, the five Central Park rapists, which they were innocent, going back to your dad, and the civil rights law, no, you have no credibility. Please be quiet. That's the thing. If you have no credibility, no. And you don't just magically, it takes time. For example, I go to my surrogate mom for business advice. Even though she's never been in charge of a business, but I also consider running a business as a child. It's not a human child, but it's still a child. And, you know, she did a good job raising her kids. I didn't work out one of her kids, but, you know, even her and I knew it's like, yeah. And it got to the point where she's like, why did you love my son? And I'm like, he was a nice guy. And we all know how I feel about the word nice, but this is before the episode about the word nice. But she didn't have anything to do with our breakup. His family didn't have anything to do. I love his family. I still do. But because she did so well with her, she has credibility in my eyes. You know, we have a history, over a decade of knowing her. And she's like, I call her up for everything from my period, my PCOS, my turning when I turned 30. And she got mad at me because I want to go. I'm like, what? Because I didn't get a gift for my 30th. 30th is a major birthday for a woman. So, and even sometimes, you know, she knows I may not follow her advice, but she's somebody I respect. She's called me out on stuff. She's like, what were you thinking? Like, I don't know. At the time, it made sense. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, it wasn't the best idea. But she has credibility. I trust her. I respect her. So, therefore that. And if you don't have the time, looks. And I don't like dressing up. If it's necessary, like I bite the bullet. And then I've got to prep and do. I have to have a good reason. We have discussed this on my time thing. And you know how people are, well, keeping up with the Joneses, blah, blah, blah. But everybody forgets this one little thing. If somebody in wrinkled jeans and a t-shirt came to your house and said, hey, I'm your insurance person, you would give them, again, a side eye. They wouldn't have any credibility. I knew a salesperson from oils and stuff. And yes, I do body products. I make body products. And I'm not sure if you guys knew this or not, but yeah, I do. And he drove a BMW. Actually, I knew a couple of them who did. But you project the image to build the credibility. Nobody's going to want to buy or do business. You're not going to have a lot of business if you look like a bum and you drive a beat up car. Despite everybody's like, oh, don't go into debt, you know, the billionaires don't look at what Mark Zimmerman wears or Bill Gates. Yes, but they're really not, that's their niche. The salesperson who's coming in corporate America, there's a uniform. There's an unspoken uniform, and that uniform shows credibility. You're not going to go to a lawyer unless, and even then, you have to build up the credibility so you can be the slouch-ass lawyer who's dressed in some Walmart shoes wearing Faded Glory. Faded Glory is actually a good brand of jeans. But you have to wear those. If you're wearing a Brooks Brothers suit, the tailored, operative word is tailored, but in general, people will take you more seriously. That instant look of, oh, that person looks competent because they put themselves together. Now, you may find out they're in debt later on, but those looks gave the initial credibility. It's human nature. It's not even human nature, it's animal nature. Pretty. That halo effect is under the cloud of credibility. Credibility and the whole thing of looking. If it doesn't match, if the message doesn't match the looks, it's not going to have credibility. Just a part of life. It sucks, but doesn't make it any less true. Does this look like it's been successful? Superficially look good. Okay, we will go from there. If it doesn't look like it, if it doesn't have the trust or the history, I'm not going to do it. I have had, besides Cajun King's wife, Miss Pity, I should call her Miss Pity, because I sort of pity her thing to that point. I mean, it's not even funny, but yeah, Miss Pity, or Miss Cajun. I'm still trying to figure out what to nickname her. But anyway, there's that. Or the person who decided to play replacement mom after my mom died. It's like, okay, one of your daughters is a pothead who alienates people. You have three kids by three different men. Your middle daughter is a tragic mulatto who doesn't even live with you, and your youngest child is by a pothead, and when your house was getting robbed, you were in the back getting high. No credibility to be playing mom to me. And looking back, it's like, I mean, I was in my early 20s. Yeah, I was like 22, 20. Like, your opinion doesn't matter because you don't exactly have the track record of being mom of the year. Granted, my biological mom, and was a mentally disturbed drunk that I tried to reinstitutionalize. That sounds really vicious, but that's the truth. My biological mom was a mentally, she had a breakdown. I was 6. She was institutionalized when I was 8, and she developed dementia when I, teenager, early 20s, she died when I was 22. But she had the credibility of being my mom. When push came to shove, who was there when I got a viral infection and ended up in the hospital? Who was there when I had to have kidney and bladder surgery? Now, granted, she might have said some smart aleck stuff. For example, after your kid has surgery, don't ask them if they want to go to school. And my co-host is that. But don't ask them if they want to go to sit. Don't ask them if they want to go to school. No, 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 no. And my co-host is used to me saying that, because when we go to walk, I'm always like, no, 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 no. Don't do that, or when he's annoying me. But anyway, so she had her credibility because she wasn't that. I'm not going to say she's mother of the year, but I'm going to say she was not a bad parent. But we had a history. The try to be mom, it was like, given your track record with your own kid, please do not try to act like a mom to me. You need to work on your own, the kids that came out of your vagina. You need to, like, be, you know, the ones that you are legally their mother, because every one of them screwed up. These kids have shown, going back to it, have shown you're not exactly good at raising kids. And considering I'm in my 20s, thank you. No, thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye. I'm not sure if anybody gets the Animaniacs reference. But yes, I love you. Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's the whole thing with credibility. It takes time. And it can be destroyed. I mean, if somebody that hurts. And that destroys it. It's like a reputation, you know. You take a lifetime to build it up to lose it. And I guess the best example would be dial. When I was younger, I had impetigo and impetigo. So for a really long time, the main soaps I could use were antibacterial soaps. And now antibacterial soaps are in the news. But they're in the news for a bad reason, and it hurt the brand. The active ingredient of the soap, glycerin, let me look it up. Yeah, because that just popped into my head. But it ruined it because people trusted you. You know, you're supposed to keep kids safe, and people looked at you. People look at dial and safeguard, and it's like, oh, these are keeping my family, you know, operative word is safe, and I trusted them, and the credibility went to crap from the FDA, Food and Drug Government Agency. I was like, this isn't true. It hurts, and it takes a while to rebuild, and sometimes it can never be rebuilt. Thing to do is own up to it. It happened, and try to fix it, but that takes time. And it actually takes more time to rebuild it versus when you lose it. Once it's gone, it's never going to be the same. It's like, I'm not sure if you guys have ever, if any of my listeners have ever heard the concept of the broken mirror. You break the mirror, you put it back together, and the cracks are still there. I mean, you can go over them, but those cracks are still there. It takes time. You're going to build a new reality. I remember before I found out Cajun King Lemire, and he messed up my birthday. I was really angry and hurt. Because, you know, my 30s. And even we were hanging out in his living room, and it's like, I knew it would never be the same. This was before everything hit the fan. I found out it was a, but it would never go back to what it was. And that's the thing. Once you lose credibility, it could be better, it could be worse, but it will never go back because people don't trust you. That's a part of it. People don't. The fact that you lost two parts of it, and completely demolished. Well, not even demolished, because the history, you altered the history. I guess I'm going to say altered because the history is still there. Those memories are still there, but they're tainted. It's almost like going, those memories are through a funhouse mirror. They are warped. It's like, was any of this true? And it feeds, and it's horrible, and it hurts. But it's a part of it. So try to keep the credibility. That's the important thing. Or rebuild. Try to rebuild that credibility because it's really, really important. I didn't mean to get all preachy. I guess because I was listening to RuPaul, preach earlier, and I love listening to RuPaul preach. He's better than some preachers. Like, I'd rather hear RuPaul, the Church of Ru versus Clefo. I respect RuPaul more than Clefo. So, yeah, and wow, I have been talking about this for 21 minutes. I can't believe I've done another episode. But there's so much. Well, there's not, like, so much going on. But I've been making my body products, and I enjoy it because I realize I'm not the best person. I'd rather be in charge. And that reminds me of the story that I wrote about the CEO and the secretary. And no, it's not the typical, you know, CEO bang secretary thing. But if you're the secretary, that's your position. You can't be playing, you don't have the credibility of the CEO. The CEO is the face of it. How are you going to tell your title doesn't reflect your opinions? People will look at, going back to the stuff, they will. Because, well, till you prove otherwise, you don't have that opinion. And that's why sometimes you can tell somebody stuff, but they need somebody who has credibility in their eyes. The secretary can say the same thing as the CEO, but at the end of the day, the CEO is the one with the initials, not the secretary / administrative assistant. She doesn't. It's frustrating to her, but at the end of the day, the CEO is the secretary's boss. The CEO is going to get the golden parachute. The secretary, if she's lucky, polyester parachute. That's just the way it goes. That's why I'm going back to looks. And I guess, yeah, titles are part of looks because you have the title. People take you seriously by that title. It's not fair, but that's the way it is in nature, you know. People feel like if you're the CEO, you're competent. You look at, they're paying you millions of dollars. If you're paying you millions of dollars, like the whole Roger Alder. Okay, yeah, even though he's ugly, and he got fired, but he still had the golden parachute. Might not have been a $40 million severance, but he got a pretty good parachute. His secretary, who was helping him cover that up, well, she's still there. She might still be there. And even if she left, she may have gotten a severance package, but it probably was not, it may not have even been a tenth of what his was worth. So, yeah. That's the whole spiel of CEO. Next week's episode, I've got another episode in 2 weeks. Not really sure what I'm going to talk about because I originally had another episode planned for the last two episodes. Like today's episode, last Sunday's episode was originally going to be about actor role. I may do that one next time. I have no idea. Or something may come up. Right now, looking, I have an outline of episodes. I have over 200 episodes on my computer outlined. So, yeah, it may seem crazy. And then I have another, like, 50 episodes outlined on my phone, on my notes. Yay! So, even though I didn't have any service, I could still do notes, and I actually got it right. So, I'm looking at doing the episode about learning to say no when you want to say no, because, you know, females will say yes, and it's not really healthy. And also, I like Annie Oakley from Oklahoma. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen Oklahoma, but I think that has the ultimate player, female player anthem, which is All or Nothing, which starts out as him telling her to, you know, stop being a slut. And she catches him flirting with somebody else, and this is my favorite quote, totally. And I'm not even sure if any of my listeners remember the Candy song. I don't think I'm not. But I love it when Annie Oakley says, go right off to sleep. I'm going to sing. Go right off to sleep if you're sleeping. No use waiting up for me. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. And I didn't really get it too much as a kid when I would watch it, but then looking back, it's like, yeah. Yeah, okay, you want to shit? Fine. Go enough to sleep with. And it hurts more than the don't thing. I'm not. It's like, oh, darling, go. And I hate that word, darling, to do that to me. It was like the no more metal hanger, wire hangers. Like, so I always knew I'm in trouble now. I should say, darling. Or just like really in her psycho mood. What? She's my mother. I can say that. I have the credibility to say that because, you know, she's on my birth certificate and I was around her sometimes. Other times I thought she was a crazy person. Anyway, so the whole going right off to, yeah, it's very sweet. Very and belladonna in that burrito. So that's what I'm looking at doing on the 18th. And thank you for listening to Rambles. I've still got 3 minutes left. Been listening to some NPR. And I really got to work on, like, because I took a giant step on doubling the length of my shows. Been listening to NPR. I still think RuPaul should be the. Yes, I'm a huge fan of RuRu. Back to the 90s. Supermodel of the world, his show, his talk show, yes, gave me love. But he's always just seemed like a great person, and he looks so good, and he looks better than some women. I love his legs. Like, he's my, him and Tina Turner have some of the best legs. Like, go to a trainer. Okay, I want either his legs or Tina Turner's and Pam Grier's boobs. And everybody knows I'm going to get a boob job in a few years. It is no secret. Like, it's just an open thing. But anyway, so I really think because of the joke this election is, I want RuPaul to moderate. I want him to moderate, and I want him to see Hillary and the Donald lip syncing for their lives. Don't You Want Me by the Human Snake. Let's just go balls to the walls with the joke. What, you're stopping now? I get it. You know, it's a serious thing. But the minute you put Cheeto Jesus, a racist Cheeto Jesus, in your party, going back to the credibility. Yes, I am so proud of going back to the credibility. You lost credibility, so you might as well just, you know, laugh about it. You've lost credibility. You ruined the party. Bravo for how badly it's ruined. And actually, and it's very interesting as a black person when it comes to the Republican Party, especially a black person in their 30s, because I know the history of the party. And I actually, okay, I got the 92nd mark. But anyway, certain views that you sort of agree with. Financial, fiscal responsibility. Really, you want the government of people, a group that will argue and close down when they don't get what they want, that hardly works half the year to control your money? Really? No. Low taxes, separation of church and state. I can get with that. But your messenger is Cheeto Jesus. You don't, and the ones that are out don't play well with others. I'm not saying, you know, agree with Obama. I really, to be honest, I think Obama's sort of like Jimmy Carter, a good person, but not a bad, but they just gave him a lot of bad stuff instead of letting him stand on his own merits and not just having temper tantrums. Like, really, dude, I expect temper tantrums from a kid, not adults. Anyway, next episode, 2 weeks from today. Thank you for listening to me go on and on. This is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thanks again, and have a wonderful Sunday. Okay, bye.